You're the boy for me, and I'm the boy for you. Drop me a line at ob8419@bard.edu. Tell me a little bit about yourself and send a picture or two. And hurry up now, because it's only getting colder.
All right, what's up?
I want /r/Shax. Just check it out. And there's a thread here titled, I have a self-harming fetish of getting hit in the balls. He goes through the shit that he's doing to his testicles. And everyone's trying to get him to stop. It's so funny.
All right. So I'm going to start playing music again. I've played two songs by this band already, Rise Against, but I'm gonna play a third one now.
This is Noise.
Filled with black debris, and now it's like
This next song is for Leif Monet, who might or might not be listening right now.
You're my boy, Leif!
If they're not listening, then we're just gonna play this for them later anyway.
If you're not listening, fuck you, Leif!
Sure.
Just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay.
Oh, I think I left the mic on. Hi guys.
Tell your friends it was nice to meet them.
See ya.
But I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar. And I shoulder, pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older. The day I met you, I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song that we beat to death in Tucson. Okay, I know it breaks your heart.
Yeah.
scary voice. That's what really gets me on this song.
Yeah.
Scary voice.
All right, I'm going to play one more song. This is from a TV show called Death Note, which is very good. I recommend it. All right, see you guys next week. Gonna go to bed soon. Bye-bye. Well, I cannot find the song, but I will find it soon. Hopefully. Maybe pressing enter over and over will not help.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. Wait, this might be it? No. I don't know.
You searched wrong.
How about we Google it?
What up, people? Maximum hormone. What up, people? Maximum hormone.
Alrighty. I think we found it.
Videos.
Oh shoot. Wow. No. I am not good at this.
Back to the people right there.
Alright.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play it. Hopefully it's the right one.
sucker, out of your nigga fucker, hey, hey, nigga sucker, out of your nigga fucker, hey.
Listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Music. are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Drop the cold drink. really craft it.
Of course we would. We just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art.
A Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
If I had $1 million.
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 I'd be rich.
is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Pure Pleasure Technology, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Very nice. Have a nice. Thank you very much. Gonna introduce you to a young Delta lady, Rita Coolidge.
Come in. This is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
One, two, you know what to do.